Leading our news this morning, a series of mistakes and contradictions are making it harder for the government to sell its budget today. Prime Minister Tony Abbott is playing down suggestions that the government is considering drug tests for the unemployed, while Education Minister Christopher Pyne has been caught out contradicting his own department's website about university fee repayments. A search resumes this morning for a group of bushwalkers who have gone missing in the Blue Mountains west of Sydney. The five men and two women had been hiking on a track in Katoomba known as the Golden Staircase. The alarm was raised last night when they failed to return. An investigation is underway into a balcony collapse at a house north of Perth that injured five people. 10 people were on the balcony of the beachfront house at Llansellyn when it gave way late yesterday. One person suffered a broken leg. Two others have suspected spinal injuries. Melbourne police are investigating information about a possible sighting of missing schoolgirl Sirikorn Bung Siriboon on the day she disappeared. The 13-year-old vanished on the way to school 3 years ago today. Police have been told someone saw a young teenager of Asian appearance in the back of a station wagon on Boronia Road on the morning that Bung went missing. Jetstar has cancelled all flights in and out of Bali as an ash cloud caused by an erupting volcano off Indonesia's northeast coast continues to cause problems. The Sangiang Api volcano erupted on Friday. Flights in and out of Darwin have now resumed after being cancelled at the weekend.